Shalom everyone, and it's lovely to be chatting to you once again, and welcome to the final podcast in this series, David, the Heart of a Worshipper. As we look at this final podcast, I would like to encourage you to make a study of the names of God. As we have already seen in our study of David, he knew God personally. And when we read the Psalms that he wrote, we notice that David addressed God by his various names. Each name of God reveals something of his nature and character. For example, here are just a few of the names found in the book of Psalms. We find the name Yah or Yahweh, which is Lord, which is spelt with capital letters. Melech, who is the king. El, Elohim, God. Shopet, judge. Elyon, highest. Adonai, Lord, Master. Machseh is refuge. Metsuda, fortress. Goel, Redeemer. Yahweh Roi, the Lord is my shepherd. Yahweh Tzabaoth, the Lord Almighty. The Lord of armies, the Lord of hosts. El Chai, living God. Ruach, which is the Spirit. And the Ruach HaKodesh is the Holy Spirit. Migdal Oz, strong tower. Ab, Father. Shaddai, Almighty. Maon, dwelling place. Kodesh Yisrael, Holy One of Israel. Mashiach, Christ or the Messiah. Tzur, Yahweh Tzur, the Lord, my rock. As we saw in the first podcast message, David wrote 73 of the 150 Psalms. And as we read the Psalms, here are some of the insights that we gain. So let's look at some of these insights that are very evident, not only in David's Psalms, but throughout the Psalms. But we can certainly see this in David's life. God's gift of instrumental and vocal music should be used to help us in worship. And we see that in Psalm 47 verse 1, 81, 1 to 4, and 150, 1 to 5. As we commit ourselves to the Lord, we can confidently appeal to Him for help and thank Him for His deliverance. An example can be found in Psalm 4 verse 4. And Psalm 17, verses 1 to 5. When we seek to live according to the Lord's direction, we often face opposition from people who do not know His ways, and we certainly see that in David's life. Psalm 3, verses 1 to 2, Psalm 43, verse 1, and Psalm 59, verse 1 to 3. Difficult circumstances should not keep us from praising the Lord. And remember how often we saw David would pour his heart out, but then he would always end by praising God. The Psalms reveal the essence of worship, celebrating what God has done for us. In confessing our sins, this also relieves us of many burdens. Each person's experiences and reflections can benefit the larger body of believers, just as even the most personal psalms belong to the entire worshiping community. And so as we read the Psalms, what do we glean from them that we can actually praise God for? Well, let's have a look. We can praise God for taking special care of the godly. Praise Him for allowing humans to share in the care and dominion of His creation. Praise Him for defending the oppressed, such as widows and orphans. Praise Him for walking with us through life's dark valleys. praise him for giving us music so that we may praise him in song. Praise him for creating a clean heart within us. Praise him for blessing his people with abundant harvests. Praise him for calling all nations to himself. Praise him for granting us mercy rather than punishing us as we deserve. Praising him for communicating his eternal word to us. Praise him for filling us with laughter and joy. And finally, praise him for fulfilling his covenant promises. I trust that this series has been of encouragement to you, and that as you look through the Psalms and get to know God's various names, that you will continue to grow in the Lord. Shalom until next time.